Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Social media has played a huge part in putting Irish food and restaurants on the map, thanks to Instagrammable dishes, viral TikToks and positive word of mouth. And there's many Irish restaurants depend on this kind of free publicity, I suppose, to reach new diners. But growing numbers now report that influencer behaviour can disrupt the service or other guests. So the debate is slightly shifting, let's say. Now, following a viral incident in London's Borough Market, restaurants everywhere are questioning their relationships with social media influencers. As Irish restaurants, cafes and markets ride the social media wave for publicity, some worry about disruption, loss of control, and whether it's time maybe for kind of some new rules on filming or, you know, your sharing of your food experiences. So in the age of everyone being a food reviewer, should anyone be able to record and post their experience, or do venues need more controls around the whole area? What is the fallout from a negative review shared online? So it's a big topic. Ciarán Kavanagh, the head chef at the Gravediggers pub, you recently had a bad experience with influencers. Tell us, Ciarán, what happened.
I wouldn't say it's really a bad experience. Good afternoon, by the way.
Hiya.
We get a lot of people coming in doing reviews. They usually make themselves known first and to say hello, we're doing a review.
It's a pretty iconic pub, in fairness. We should share that. Gravediggers pub in Dublin. Yeah.
Yeah. So we would use social media quite a lot ourselves to pretty much tell people what we do, because it's such an old pub. We don't do music, don't have TV, don't have Wi-Fi. So it's a very old school kind of thing. So we use our social media to get that message outside. And also our food side of it, we just do walk-in. It's Tuesday to Saturday. So we use this platform to get people to know what we do, and it works out quite well. So we do get quite a lot of people, Guinness reviewers, food reviewers coming in, and they usually make themselves known. We help them as much as we can, give them nice seats, blah, blah, blah. If it's quiet, if it's busy, they got to wait like everybody else. My own experience is if they do it on the quiet, it's fine, happy days. But if they come in and make a big deal about it, I find that a bit off-putting. I want to sit here. I want to take my food outside because it's better lighting. For example, we don't serve food outside. So if a reviewer wants to do food outside, unfortunately, we say no because we don't do it. So it's misinformation.
Fair enough.
So we kind of basically liaise a lot with people, like Cassie Stokes has come in a few times, and they will be kind of giving you like an overall what we do. And they don't really comment on whether it's good or bad. And that's kind of what 99% do. They come in, give their opinion, but it's never really negative. It's more of a positive. And a kind of, if they don't like it, they don't usually say it. They just kind of like, that was fine. Thanks very much. But when people come in and they, I'm going to do a free review for you, they're going to do it free and they want free food, that's not going to happen.
So and would they say that, Ciarán? Would they be as brazen as that?
No, they can say that. Some people can say that. Very, very few. I've only had one incident myself in the last 20 years. And I've been doing social media with my wife for the last 15 years, and it's 99.9% good.
Okay. Okay. So you get the odd one saying, I'll do a review if I get it for free.
Yeah, or they'll do a free review for you if they get it for free.
Right.
Yeah. Which is very, very, very rare. Like, all the people I've worked with, they pay their own way. If the guy's coming in, like the Guinness guru or someone comes in, he buys his own drink and he gives his own comment and off he goes. There's another guy, Jason, the Prime Button guy. He comes in, buys a couple of pints, chats with people, very approachable, and off they go. It's when the other people may come in and say, I want to do this, I want this, and I want that. And like in the middle of service, you can say, hold on, I don't have a table for you. You got to wait a few minutes, and then they'll get a table.
So, okay. Yeah. So for the most part, it works very well.
Very, very well.
And it travels.
Everybody now does, like, say, Google Maps reviews straight away. So they'll be actually sitting in the restaurant doing the review while they're there, taking pictures and send it off. And if it's a negative one, you'll read it yourself, but then they won't say it to you directly, which I find very Because you can only learn, like, we're all learning in our business, you know.
So of somebody, course, we all need feedback.
Yeah, 100%. But the worst feedback is, like, 2 days later, a really bad review, and they didn't tell us or didn't let anybody know that they had a bad experience. Because if somebody has a bad experience, first of all, you look after them and make sure that they leave happy enough. And, you know, you can say, okay, the meal's on me, or you can say, you know, apologize if it was a bit late or whatever. But if when people come in and they say, I want to do this, and if you don't, they might, for example, I was verbally abused one time by a guy because he didn't get his own way. He had to wait and he wanted to bring his food outside. And I said, well, we don't do food outside. So if you put that up, basically people think they can bring their own food outside. So
yeah, I saw that. And unfortunately, when things turn slightly nasty, and even nasty is a bit dramatic, but, you know, it travels further and it rates. And they know that as well, Ciarán, you know yourself. I just want to bring in Aideen Fitzmaurice because she's joined us in studio, food content creator. Would you post a bad review?
No, I wouldn't. My policy is very much like, if I didn't have a great experience, I won't be spending 4 or 5 hours of an edit on it, you know? So it's kind of, my page is a curation of the best. It's what I believe is truly great. I've been in Gravediggers many times. I was there last Thursday only filming. So, you know, it's places that I'm really, really passionate about, and that's what I see my page as. So no, I wouldn't be posting.
And can I ask you, London, the Borough Market, lots of people will be familiar with it, big, huge foodie setup with all these beautiful foodies, and it's really busy and hustly and bustly and brilliant atmosphere. They have said that the tripods, the influencers, you know, the disturbance, the, you know, customers there don't want to be filmed. So how do you operate when you go into a place, Aideen? Do you set up a tripod or is it much more subtle than that?
No, I'd be very subtle. In fact, I actually wouldn't tell the businesses that I'm coming in. It's just I go in with my partner and it's just the phone. I don't use lights because I'm really passionate about the food industry, and I believe that not only is the food part of the experience, it's also the atmosphere in which the restaurateurs have created. So I would hate to disrupt that. And I make sure that my actions are subtle. I'm not disrupting the people beside me, you know, standing up or doing dances or moving around. Like, I think you'd barely even notice that I'm filming the video when I'm in there. And I'm very much like, even myself, I'll go in, I'll shoot at the start of the meal, and then the phone will go away and I will sit and I will really...
And you'll actually enjoy it.
Yeah, because I think that's a whole part of it as well. I want to get an authentic experience so that I can sit down and be like, this is what it would be like, would I not have my phone in my hand every 10 minutes? So
yes. For
me, it's like I'm in, I get the shots when the food is presented beautifully, and then the phone is away and I'm, you know, I'm enjoying the restaurant the same as everybody else.
And then you can add the caption, I suppose, in terms of the edit afterwards about your experience that you enjoyed when you did put your phone away, as in you taste it and
exactly, you know, exactly. Enjoy
it properly, relish the good food. So what kind of reactions have you had? Because, you know, these are lovely boosts for small businesses, and we know how tough the restaurant business is in Ireland at the moment.
Well, that's it. And like when we kind of heard about this topic, I was like, I've never had a restaurant come back and be unhappy with the video that I've made, which I think, you know, I've been doing this over 10 years. So I think that that's kind of a note to how beneficial and how powerful this is. And I know, like, there's been kind of hidden gem restaurants I've made videos on, and then the restaurants have called me after to be like, we were booked out for 3 weeks. So, like, I really do believe that it's a positive thing overall. I think, of course, with anything, there's going to be some people who push the boundaries too far and they're putting the lights and the tripods up, and then that's given everybody else a bad name. But, like, even the people that, you know, the Gravediggers were mentioning there, like Cassie Stokes, the Guinness guru, like, we are so lucky in Ireland. We have such amazing content creators who are really, really, they're not just in it to, you know, to get clicks. They're really, really passionate about the food industry.
Yeah.
And they really understand it. And they create relationships with all the people who work in restaurants here as well. And I actually think it's such an incredible industry that we have.
And do you get paid by any of the restaurants?
No, I don't take payment from restaurants. I pay my own way. I show my bill in my videos. And that's something that I'm very, very strong on, and very strong on promoting and talking about, because I'm passionate about this industry. I want to put my money back into it. So, you know, I do collabs, but it's more so with like tourism brands or like
yes. Bigger
kind of.
Of course.
Bigger
and then
brands.
It's very clear that it is a paid ad or whatever.
Of course.
Which is fair enough. You have to earn money some way for all the content and the editing that you do, because I know how much work goes into that. Keelan Higgs, the owner and chef of Variety Jones, family owned Michelin star restaurant, is on the line as well. Is this something you've come up against, Keelan? What do you think?
Hi, Anna.
Hiya.
Yeah, well, I guess, like, for me, I never really not in a bad way, but I don't really listen to what people say either way, you know. Like, this is a self-built, self-financed restaurant. Myself and my brother basically built it from scratch in 3 months with a shoestring budget, which included the most harrowing work that you've ever could ever think of, like digging 30 tons of rubble out of the ground with our bare hands kind of work, and that's actually what happened. But so it's like I learned early on that if I just focus on what we do, that it doesn't matter whether people say positives or negatives about you. I mean, I'll take all the positive comments and the positive energy that people are saying. I'll take that, no problem. But I mean, if you take that, you also have to take on the negative. So I always see myself as like my own worst critic, and I'm always critiquing the food more so than anyone would. So it's about a constant kind of trying to work on doing what we do better. So I guess people are entitled to write what they want, and for good or for bad, and
but a bad review wouldn't bother you or put you in a bad mood, knowing how powerful it can be.
I mean, as long as people aren't just spreading lies, they can say what they want, you know. Chances are, if a review comes out, for the most part, I won't even see that it's out. Now, sometimes I do, but I try not to let it bother me, you know. I just try to concentrate on what we do here. And it's kind of a collaborative, creative thing here when we're developing food and developing what we do. I know when we're not up to scratch, and I kind of acknowledge that, and I try to find the kind of energy to reinvigorate or to change or to evolve. And I know when we are on point and things are good. So I mean, what someone says who hasn't actually done the 16-hour days with me, who hasn't, you know,
you're putting the graft in and you're serving a quality product, and that's you keeping your end of the deal, I guess. Let me just bring in JP McMahon, chef and restaurateur and author, on the line. Can bad reviews kill a business, JP?
I suppose not to be too harsh, it could probably kill a bad business. I don't think they could kill a good business, because I think there's enough voices out there that are good and bad. I mean, I have a tendency not to, as Keelan said, not to look at any reviews anymore, because they kind of sometimes they kind of just mess up your day. And as the owner of the pub said, sometimes it's you might have been talking to the person yourself working and everything is fine, and then 2 days later you see it. We do get a lot of emails from requesting from influencers for like a food for a review, particularly in an ear, but I generally ignore them, because I really think that...
Are they looking for a freebie, JP?
Yeah.
Okay, and do they make that obvious?
Oh, it's usually, yeah, I'm an influencer and these are my followers and I'm travelling Europe at the moment and I want a meal in your restaurant and I can do this, and this for you. But by and large, unless it was, I'd say 1% are actually genuine, in the sense of that they actually can produce like a volume of people based on a free meal. Like a meal in an ear is 200 or 300 euro. It's a 3 hour thing, and so it's not like I'm just going to drop it for every single person that comes in. And I mean, often Tourism Ireland will have a journalist in and they will cover the cost of that, and I don't see any issue with that, because it might end up in National Geographic or something like that. But unfortunately, in the age of social media, there's influencers everywhere, and or people that think they're influencers. And as I saw that clip in the Borough Market. I mean, these guys are, I mean, they class themselves as reviewers. I mean, I do think they want to cause as much kind of viral sensation as possible. And generally speaking, unfortunately, negativity travels
quicker. Yeah, I think everyone has agreed on that. Aideen, just to wrap up that, what's your reaction? Are you surprised by any of those comments from the restaurateurs?
No, I'm not surprised by any of that. I'm surprised that people are emailing asking for free meals. I wouldn't personally do that. But, you know, each person is at their own discretion of their actions. So, yeah, it's an interesting one.
That's fair enough. OK, so you will continue to do what you do. Where can people find you?
My Instagram is Aideen Fitzmaurice, my name. Yeah.
Brilliant. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Continued good work. And thank you very much for coming into us in studio today on such a horrible day as well. Much appreciated.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.